code quality matters. It's readability, testability. It's not only that people should understand it, they should also be able to refactor it.
That is Robert Zosman, a self-described former NYSHERT with PowerPoint and now a principal technical architect at LogicLine. My name is Joshua Burke. I'm a developer evangelist at Salesforce. And here on the Salesforce Developer Podcast, you're going to hear information and insight for developers from developers. Now, Rob was introduced to me as the godfather of static code analysis for Apex, as he is the founder and organizer of the Apex module for PMD, a tool for analyzing code quality for developers. Rob and I talk about the importance of maintaining code quality, the PMD tool itself, and how he got started with the platform back when we still called it Force.com.
I was going for a certified Scrum Master and coach that time. And my boss and I, we were constantly talking about how to make projects agile, not having big upfront planning. How could we just jump into a sprint and whatever? And for me, the technology mostly was a big problem because you have to evaluate which stuff you want to do and you have to set up the whole DevOps thing. And then I think it was a boring, professional training session. And I was just Googling and then I found Salesforce and I found Force.com. It was not only about CRM anymore. I saw Apex and everything. And I said, this would just be perfect. You can fire up an org and you could immediately basically start working. And from that moment, I was totally struck by the platform.
Struck by the platform as a Java developer, though, somebody who had come from consulting and into the world of Java development. And this is the early years of Apex. So I asked Rob how he thought the differences were between Java development and Apex development at the time.
The fact that at Salesforce, the people who work there, I mean, they are the Java guys, they looked at the market constantly, and they just sometimes didn't bring the stuff in from the outside world. So I actually liked that. And this made me really a developer who was not so much proud of his knowledge in all the open source frameworks, but more into how to build applications and how to make it agile. I'm sometimes talk about code agility, meaning how do you code your version 1 so that you can still live with it and love it in version 8.
Remember, Robert discovered what we called then the Force.com platform while he was getting his Scrum Master certification. Code agility is very important to him. Agility in coding teams is very important to him. But agility and speed is one thing, and quality is another thing. And Robert is the first person who's going to tell you that if you do not keep an eye on your code quality, well, it might just come back to bite you.
A few days ago, an MVP on Twitter tweeted about he was looking at source code and said, which Morin wrote that? And then he checked Git and it was just him a year ago. And I experienced that many times. And so it's really important if you don't do just proof of concept development that you throw away. If you really work on products like I did, you really need to have maintainable code that doesn't get convoluted over time when you add stuff.
So we can talk about code quality, but what, as enterprise developers, can we actually do about it? There's definitely different processes and tactics and habits that we can do, but what tools are out there that might help us enforce that code quality every time we check it in?
I'm not a tool freak. I think the best thing you can do for quality is like teaching people, reading books, doing pair programming with senior developers, do extensive code reviews. But back at that time, code reviews took us really long. We were most of the time just talking about basic stuff like how to format code. And I thought it would be cool to have a tool that would give us more time for the architectural discussions. And then I thought, hey, why not use one of those tools for Apex? And I immediately remembered that PMD is a static code analyzer, which is open source and which is extendable for other languages. And then as naive as I was, I said, Apex is like Java. It should be easy to port.
It should be easy. I know, famous last words. We are going to get to that in a second. But before we start talking about how Rob actually got PMD working for Apex, let's level set a little bit. When we say a static code analyzer, what kind of tool is PMD and what can it do for us?
In PMD, you can write rules. In most of the tools, you can write rules. And such a rule is basically just a statement. Yeah, for example, look for all for loops in this class. Then if you have a for loop, look into the for loop if there's any DML or any SOCL. And then say it's a problem. Say, mark this as an issue, okay? So yeah, this is what a static code analyzer basically does. So when you let it run, you can install PMD in all the IDEs like Visual Studio Code. There's a great plugin, or Illuminated Cloud from Scott Wells. You can basically let it run while you type like a linter. And as soon as you put an update account into your for loop, you get a squiggly line. It's telling you, hey, that's not good.
And it's hard to overemphasize the importance of that moment. When you save, you're being told that something is wrong. And Rob frames this as a really valuable part of the development process.
Using PMD or a static code analyzer in a project is really the perfect start to get a quality discussion in your development team. In my career, often I did it the other way around. I did something like at Google, you know, they had those dev talks that they showed on YouTube, like invite someone or watch YouTube video about patterns and give reading recommendations. But I really found out that this doesn't work that way. You have some developers which actually already do it, and the others, they just go on. But when you say, bam, now every pull request that you will do will be checked by PMD, and it just gets rejected if there's a problem in it, the people will immediately think about it.
So it's a great tool. It's already being used for Java for code analysis. And hey, what would it take to make it work for Apex?
It should be easy to port.
Spoiler alert, it wasn't. Robert originally assumed he could simply take the Java module and convert it down to Apex, since they're very similar languages, but the distinctions were too great. But then he had an aha moment about how he could get his own starting point for Apex.
What you need for a tool like PMD to understand code and find problems, you need something like a parser, because you are looking at code and at source code. And I thought, there must be a parser for Apex in my Eclipse IDE, because when I load a class, it knows the methods and it knows the properties. And I thought, yeah, why not reverse engineer it? And then I got into contact with all the SFTX guys back then and Nick Chen, and they were really helpful. And they say, yeah, you could basically take our parser jar. You would have to reverse engineer, but we can help you. And so I was an actively chatting guy in the Force IDE GitHub repo. And after a few months, we just had it.
Armed with his parser, Rob is off to the races. He gets the Apex module working for PMD. He has static code analysis running for the Salesforce platform. And the great thing here is that Rob has done the heavy lifting for us. And this is well illustrated with the fact that somebody during Rob's Dreamforce talk wrote the plugin for their IDE to work with PMD.
I don't know if I already knew Scott before, but he was in our talk. And after the talk, he came to me and said he just wants to show me the first draft of how he integrates PMD into Illuminated Cloud. And it was just awesome. And then it started, and it started. The other IDEs came, Welkin Suite from, I think, Ukraine. And then there's an awesome, really very neat plugin for Visual Studio Code and all those great platforms like Gearset and Copado. I think they all use PMD as a certain quality gate. So people immediately loved it because the barrier for entrance is really small. And yeah.
So to recap a little bit, we have an Apex module for PMD. PMD runs locally on your client every time you save. It checks a bunch of rules. It tries to see if your code is breaking any of those rules. We have the tool, but what makes it really useful is an ecosystem developing those rules.
PMD is not super hard to extend. Because I really want to make a statement here for, I would love to get people listening to us, other developers, into the state, I can write my own rules and I can contribute them. There are two things about rules. There are rules written in Java, which is quite complicated. If you want to bring them into PMD, you would become a committer. So this means forking a GitHub repo, making a pull request. but it's easy. I would help you personally with that.
I really want to reinforce that the short time I've been able to hang out with Rob and interview him, that he is absolutely being honest there. He is very passionate about this project. He will help contributors get up and running if there are rules, there are things that you want to contribute to the PMD Apex project. But this barrier of entry of knowing Java and being a Java developer is not a barrier. It shouldn't be a problem because of an old friend of ours, XML.
I don't know, this time 2000 when everybody was doing XML and everything had to be XML. Every love letter needed to be an XML document. And yeah, and with XML, people needed a means to query nodes, find out if there is a child node with that attribute. And PMD uses that to make it super easy for you to write your own rules. It basically, think of an Apex class. It will basically convert the structure of the class into an XML document. So instead of having a class with curly braces, it says class, and then for a method, there's a method node. And for all the parameters, there's a parameter node. And using that, you could basically write an XPath expression to detect certain nodes. Writing an XPath rule that detects system debugs with no logging level set, it was just like one line, one XPath. You can basically put it into this rule set XML that PMD is using for finding problems, and then it will find that. So all the guys listening to us or that want to give PMD a try, they can just use it locally, write their own XPath rules, and if they are good, they just commit it and everybody can use it.
Now, if you want to learn more, Rob has released a course on Pluralsight about working with PMD, and the great thing is, it is free as in beer. And of course, you can always go to the source at pmd.github.io.
The PMD GitHub.io page really has a very good documentation. All the rules are there. You see the parameters because you can parameterize rules. But if something is not there, they can immediately just create an issue in PMD in the repo and say, this rule is missing. It should do that. And then it's probably me who jumps on it. And I say, yeah, you're right. You could easily do it. Do you need help? Should we make a Skype session and I can show it to you, or I just point the person to it? So PMD has many active contributors, but I'm the guy somewhat responsible for the Apex world. So if you create an issue in the GitHub repo from PMD, it will basically land on my desk.
I really want to thank Rob for sitting down and talking to me, but also very much for his hard work and his dedication for a tool that can help all of us be better developers. Now, before we go, one question I had for Rob that I didn't really expect the answer to was quite simply, what does PMD stand for?
Even the maintainers who are longer in the project than me, they said there is no really.
Are there theories
it could be PHP mess detector or programming metric? I think it's just an acronym that has stories around it. So,
and that's our show. Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more about this podcast, go to developer.salesforce.com/podcast and please subscribe to us in your podcasting tool of choice. Tune in next week. I'll talk to you then.